you're a graduate now?
I'm a graduate, college graduate, UCLA graduate now. Congratulations. Thank you, thank you.
Congratulations. Are you graduating to a starting running back too?
Man, it's training camp right now, so just building the foundation right now, just trying to get it all situated.
How much different is this offseason going to be for you, though? Obviously, last year you were playing catch-up from the get-go.
Yeah, definitely this is my first experience coming to training camp, OTA, so I'm definitely taking it all in and actually having a foundation to build off of, so that's important for me.
Obviously, there's an opportunity here for you.
Yeah.
With Rashad gone, how did you process that news, and how does it affect you?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect my mindset or my training habits at all. With Rashad here, Rashad gone, we're gonna prepare and train like a starter. That's what I always say. So, I thank Rashad for laying down a template for us to emulate. So.
Coaches or front office, anybody say though, okay, there's a bigger role for you if you take it?
No, I mean, it's just everybody has the same opportunity right now. It's training camp, OTA, so we're all competing for the starting job, coming out here and working out.
What do you feel like you need to improve on in week in year two?
Everything, I think. I can always improve on, pass blocking, picking up signals, recognizing defenses, making better cuts in and out, so.
Did you do anything after the season as far as, like, just looking back at your whole – because obviously when it's going, it's probably going in a blur. But,
yeah.
And what would you take away from it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely looked at myself, critiqued some of my running plays and some of my pass blockings during the off season. So I'm looking forward to coming back here and working on them.
What did you feel like you did well?
Towards the end of the season, I felt more comfortable. The game definitely slowed down for me, so I was able to make better runs.
How many credits did you have?
15.
Are you walking?
I walked last year around this time. I just need to come back and finish up units.
So how'd you finish up online?
No, I had to go to class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to actually go to class and sit down and take midterms and tests.
What was that like?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was dope. It's good being back in the college atmosphere, but I definitely don't miss, taking midterms and finals.
So when did you actually finish?
March? No. Yeah, March 24th. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That start like immediately when your off season started basically?
Yeah, as soon as we left here for Green Bay, I went back to California. I was 2-3 weeks late, so I had a midterm in 2 weeks, and then I had to hit the ground running early.
The offense didn't do what people wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you're positioned to improve this year?
Can you say it again?
How do you feel like the offense is positioned to improve this year, this coming
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I mean, the ceiling's high for us. We have a lot of playmakers, both on offense and defense, which is going to help the offense out a lot. But offense, we got, big-time guys, so I think the sky's the limit for us.
There's buzz that the Giants might look at taking a running back, maybe a bigger guy, too, to complement you. Do you think that's necessary? I mean, is that a load, too, kind of between the tackle that you, yeah, you can handle as well?
Man, if I was making those type of decisions, I'd be getting paid a lot more money. So, I mean, whatever, Coach McAdoo and Reese decide is perfect for us, because we can always accept more compliments to that role.
Does it make any sense, or would you rather they didn't?
Does it make sense? Like I said, if I was making those decisions, I'd be getting paid a lot more money.